Kwe ani sego wache, Jodi Kahoko in the Dishnakaz Pikwaknagon and Dunjaba. Hello, my name is Jodi Kahoko. I'm an Algonquin from Pikwaknagon, and I'm also the principal of Indigenous Education with the Ottawa Carleton District School Board. I've been in education for almost 20 years, and in that time I've had several necessary conversations with fellow educators and administrators. I'm hoping today to help set some context to help administrators to navigate these necessary conversations. As an administrator of Indigenous education, I hear most often from families who want to support their child when something has gone wrong at school, really wrong. I hear about the little boy who has had his braid cut off. I hear from the parent whose child has been removed from class for behaviors, for not conforming. I hear about the child who has been called names. I hear about the parent or the family, from the parent or the family, of a child who speaks out about their truth, who questions. And I also hear from administrators who contact me and they want some help in the conversations. They don't know how to best navigate the conversations. They don't want to be insensitive, or maybe they're afraid to say or do something that's culturally inappropriate. Many of us have heard from former Senator Murray Sinclair as the Commissioner of Truth and Reconciliation. We've heard him say, education got us into this mess, and education will get us out. We, current educators, have an opportunity to shift the narrative we all learned in. We have all grown up in an education system that has not been designed for Indigenous people to thrive. It is a system where Indigenous students and families do not place their trust. We have been taught that Indigenous knowledge is inferior to Eurocentric knowledge. Indigenous knowledge has been and continues to be misrepresented, erased, trivialized, romanticized, and devalued. Before entering into conversations around Indigeneity, we need to know these truths. We need to understand that although we were educated and we were told many myths about what we currently call Canada, we need to know that the colonization of what is currently Canada was not a pleasant event for Indigenous people. We were all taught from these textbooks that created a narrative that is simply untrue. At the time of contact, there wasn't a few Indigenous people scattered throughout the land. The land was not unoccupied. There were millions of Indigenous people. In fact, about 120 million Indigenous people living and thriving on this land. The people, my ancestors living here, lived here from time immemorial. They hunted, gathered, fished, and they moved up and down what is now known as Turtle Island or North America. Indigenous people had systems of government. They have many, many languages. And with those languages came worldviews, different worldviews. They had many traditions, and they had many ways of knowing. Some of these ways of knowing included science, mathematics, metaphysics, cosmology, just to name a few. When we know these truths and understand how they were diminished and nearly wiped out, we can begin to move from feeling Indigenous people needed to be saved. We can move from the understanding that Indigenous people were, that they had complex ways of knowing. They had complex worldview. When we humanize Indigenous people and value the knowledge they have, we can begin to change and shift the narrative of Indigeneity. As educators, we need to understand that we represent the institution that has and continues to be mistrusted by Indigenous people. This isn't personal. It doesn't speak to who you are personally, but it's something that we do need to know. I recently had a call from an administrator, and they, were requesting advice and speaking about an incident at school that happened with an Indigenous student. The family had come forward. They were concerned about the treatment of their daughter. The daughter's transitioning from primary to middle school, and the parents felt that their child was being discriminated against, and they were concerned with some of the teacher's comments. The administrator wanted help to get ready for the parent meeting, and I listened to the details. I listened to the administrator, and what I thought was, wow, like, we as administrators, we really need to listen. We need to listen and really hear. That's the key during parent meeting, in my opinion. We need to hear from parents, really hear. So I continued to listen to the administrator, and I heard about how the teacher was an excellent teacher, a kind teacher, a caring teacher. I heard about how the teacher would never intentionally act in a racist manner. This is the part of the conversation that often becomes difficult. When we're working with staff, we need to remember that the impact always outweighs the intent. There's often no intent to do harm, but it happens. That is where we must remember to center the student and the family. We can't go wrong if we always remember the student is our focus. And we must remember to listen, not defend. While we have relationships with the educators in our building, we have to again go back to ensuring relationships with Indigenous students and families becomes our priority. We need to center the student. As I mentioned before, we represent the institution. The students are who we're here for. So we all need to make it those attempts to repair those long mistrusted relationships with Indigenous folks in this education system. We have to go back, we have to follow up with the parents and the families and just continue to build that relationship. If we have Indigenous parents and families who are brave enough to come forward to this, to a system that has failed them over and over, we need to listen, we need to believe what they say, and we need to act. Most Indigenous parents don't come forward to advocate for their children because they don't know their rights. They fear they won't be heard. They fear there will be no action. And they fear there'll be reprisal for their children. We represent the education system. We need to do better. We need a system that is a trusting place for Indigenous students and families. The biggest tips and tricks and advice that I can offer are to listen, to believe, to act, and then to follow up. We need to build those trusting relationships. Do not defend. Listen. Do not say there was no intended harm. Listen. Do not have parents and families convince you that they have been wronged. Believe. Work together with the parents, with the families. Don't push them out. Don't push them aside. Act with kindness, compassion, love, and humility. Build those relationships with parents and families. In the end, it's all about relationships. Miigwech.